Ait, if you first would introduce yourself and the gentleman whose farm we're on.
Myself, I'm Dr. Ait Boulhassan. I work as U.S. Grains Council representative in Morocco for the last 15 years, and mostly on the poultry side, working with the poultry industry. And we have this gentleman is Adiwi Ahmed, and he's been in the business for more than 30 years, and he's serving now as the president of the Poultry Meat Producers Association, which combined both broilers and turkey.
Can you give us just a little background on where the poultry industry was, say, back in the early 90s to where it's come to today?
Dans lequel a été rapidement une idée sur le secteur de poulet au-delà de l'agriculture, mais le début, fin des années 90, début 90, surtout, et à Lyon. Quel genre d'évolution?
Alors, l'évolution, c'est depuis 90 à aujourd'hui. En 90, on consommait à peu près 8 kilos, à peu près 7 kilos de poulet par habitant et par an. Aujourd'hui, on est, en 2008, on est à 15,5 kilos. Donc c'est une évolution, une croissance à peu près de 7% par an.
Right, to start with, I mean, when we're talking about the production and per capita consumption, because all the production, there is no import of chicken meat here, all is produced locally. We went from 7 kilo per capita in 1990 to 15.5 in 2008. So tremendous growth, I mean, more than 100%. But on average, all the poultry industry, I mean, whether eggs or broiler, the growth is about 7% per year, always increasing.
And you see that there is still tremendous potential.
Et tu crois qu'il y a encore un potentiel?
Voilà,
important.
Justement, donc cette consommation, on n'est pas si satisfait de cette consommation, mais par rapport aux autres pays qui consomment plus que nous, je pense que nous, on a un très grand potentiel de production au Maroc et on peut faire beaucoup de choses. On peut arriver jusqu'à 20-25 kilos par habitant et par an, d'autant plus qu'au Maroc, on a la chance de ne pas avoir la livraison de porc. Et là, toute l'évolution... Ça va se faire avec la viande blanche.
Yeah, he said basically, I mean, even though there was sustainable quick growth in the poultry industry, the potential for further growth is huge. He said we're at 15.5 kilo per person. We're not satisfied with that because we know we can get to 20-25 kilo like many other countries in North Europe and so on. And have taken into consideration the fact that we don't have any swine production in this country, and so most of the meat has to come from the poultry, from chicken. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it says in the next 10 years it's gonna be same growth all the time till we got about 20-25 kilo.
And can you just describe briefly the difference between the way poultry production was done itself and now we're here on this very modern facility? What is the difference from the way chickens were raised to the point that we are now with these very modern chicken houses?
So how it was before, how it is now. D'abord, la production est la même, technique de production dans la ferme, etc. Quand tu compares étant sur une ferme moderne là, par rapport à ce qui existait auparavant, il y a la différence.
Alors avant, il y avait du n'importe quoi. C'est, les gens construisent comme ils veulent. On avait même des fois des serres en plastique avec des roseaux et tout ça. Donc la production et les rendements et la productivité étaient très basse, et aujourd'hui on avait des indices de 2, 3, 2, 4 dans le temps, avec des taux de mortalité de 10-12%, avec un poste de produit vétérinaire énorme. Aujourd'hui, vraiment, on est arrivé à des indices de 1,8, 1,9, ce qui est vraiment extraordinaire. Avec des mortalités de 4%, 5%. Donc il y a une évolution extraordinaire en intervalle de 2, 3 ans.
I said, well, basically, just if we compare, I mean, in the last 5 years, just in the last 5 years, a lot of things have changed here in Morocco. I mean, not a long time ago, I mean, producer, boiler producer, I mean, their farm, if you go to their farm, it's going to be anything. The housing can be anything. Sometimes it's greenhouses that you use for tomato and so on, and then they put chicken on it. So the management and the scale are really very poor. So you have very high feed conversion. It's usually 2.3 to 2.5. Today is less than 2. It's only 1.8, 1.9 kilo of feed per kilo of meat. And mortality used to be very high. Minimum on average is 10 to 12%. Today is less than 4%. And what else? And then because of the housing, which is not good, because of the management, which is not good, I mean, there are a lot of diseases. So the farmer has to put a lot of money buying vet product, pharmaceutical, and so on. And now they are just using vaccine, no more that much vet product to fight diseases. And so, and all of that because of the Poultry Federation who lobbied the government to put this law, which mostly deal with biosecurity and design of the farm and so on.
And so, when it comes to feeding these animals, then I heard in our discussions here the mention of the higher prices for corn has certainly had an impact in the last year. But what can you say in terms of the way they're being fed, the type of rations that they get now, and where they're getting them from?
Okay. Alors sur l'alimentation, Galik, bon, t'as parlé du prêt là, etc. D'accord. Mais Galik, comment vous, je ne sais pas si tu le lèves, parce que tu coules un deux. D'abord, le halal alimentaire, ma kifa, moi, c'est un aliment composé, je ne fais ni une cagille, mais c'est jamais une cagille.
Alors. Au Maroc aujourd'hui, on est tributé des importations à 90% pour l'alimentation l'alimentation de volaille. Et on importe à peu près 2 millions de tonnes de maïs. Et à peu près le un quart de à peu près 500 000 tonnes ou 700 000 tonnes à peu près de soja. Et là, notre formule consiste à 60% de maïs et à 20 à 25% de soja.
Well, he said here in Morocco we can produce chicken, but our climate and weather doesn't allow us to produce grain or to produce feed ingredients. So we rely on import. Basically, the poultry industry is importing 90% of it of the feed ingredient needed to raise chicken here, and most of it is corn and soybean. And right now we're importing about 2 million metric tons of corn. That's about 80 million bushel. Of corn, and we import around 500,000 metric ton of soybean. The feed that he's using, he's buying it from a commercial feed plant. They said we have very sophisticated commercial feed plant here, and the ration, the feed is made of 60% of corn on average and 20% of soybean meal on average, plus minerals, vitamin, and the other stuff.
With the government's Green Plan initiative, has he been able to take advantage of that in order to help build his farm operation?
Avec le plan vert d'abord, est-ce que t'as eu un avantage ou la société Scarim a un avantage à travers ce plan?
Le plan vert,
Ardo, ça fait rien, exact.
Bon, d'abord, nous, le gouvernement marocain nous a cédé ces terrains avec une location très significative, très insignifiante plutôt. Donc, ça d'une part. D'autre part, pour l'agriculture et pour la mise en œuvre de l'agriculture, le gouvernement nous a accordé un taux bonifié pour le crédit de 3%. Alors que le taux aujourd'hui, il est à 6 à 7%. Donc 50% va être payé par le lever et 50% par le gouvernement.
Yeah, he said now within in this Moroccan green plant initiative that is the first of its kind for the Ministry of Agriculture here. Yeah, basically they are profiting right now. I mean, one of it for themselves is this land with this farm we're here. This land used to be government land, and they rent it from the government at a very low rate. But under the condition, they can invest a lot of money in poultry housing here. So that's what they are doing. This is one farm, and you're going to have 20 other farms like this. Second, I mean, the whole poultry industry will benefit from it. Again, as we said, with the new law in 2007 about biosecurity, all the farmers have to upgrade their facility to meet the standard. So they need a lot of investment. And so within this green plant, the Moroccan government and the Agriculture Bank just signed an MOU with the Poultry Federation, which in which the credit, the Agriculture Credit Bank will give them loans at very low interest rate, which is 3%. Current interest rate is 6-7%. But within this green plant, I mean, and the MOU signed the government, the loan, the bank will still charge 6%, but 50% will be taken by the government, 50% by the producer. So the producer will end up getting a loan to invest in his poultry farm at only 3% interest rate, which is big incentive.
Autre chose, c'est que à partir de janvier 2010, ils vont nous accorder des subventions sur l'importation du matériel pour le refroidissement, le pad cooling, brumisation et le matériel automatique.
And more than that, starting 2010, they just got this, I mean, the Poultry Federation just got this from the government. Starting 2010, I mean, there's going to be some subsidy. But what I mean by subsidy, you won't have to pay any import duty tariff, any value-added tax on two types of equipment. One, it's feed and feeder and drinker, automatic feeder and drinker, so to move from the manure, which you have a lot of waste of feed. If a farmer wants to invest in that, he's going to get kind of subsidy to buy this equipment. Plus, all the cooling system, the pad cooling, the vanillation, the extractor, that also is going to get subsidy for that, and which again is an incentive for the producer to modernize or the poultry farm in order to be more efficient.
Last is just quickly, how does he feel about the role of the U.S. Grains Council in working with the Federation, helping create it, I guess, and helping improve the business?
Alors, la dernière question, qu'est-ce que tu penses du rôle de l'U.S. Grains Council, qu'est-ce qu'il aide, est-ce qu'il apporte en plus?
C'est une question que j'aime beaucoup, à laquelle j'aime beaucoup répondre.
I said, wait, to start with, this is nice question, and he said, this is a question I like to answer.
Bon, l'U.S. Grains Council, vraiment, ce n'est pas pour le vanter ou quoi que ce soit, mais c'est grâce à l'U.S. Grains Council que notre secteur s'est organisé et notre secteur a évolué et est arrivé à ce stade-là. Je pense que l'U.S. Grains Council a fait beaucoup plus que le gouvernement marocain.
I said, well, I mean, to put it in short term, I mean, he's been there for a long time when the Grains Council started. He said, the changes, the positive changes that we've been seeing in the poultry industry and which has allowed the poultry industry to grow in the last 15 years, it's because of the help of the Grains Council and the support of the Grains Council with ideas, with programs and so on. And basically he said, I mean, and he's positive about that, the U.S. Grains Council has done to the poultry industry in Morocco more than what the government has done. I mean, just providing this moral support, those ideas, this leadership in which they have to be organized, the sporting federation, in which issue to tackle, which issue to prioritize, that's for them. I mean, it's a big support that nobody else has done in Morocco.
Je tiens aussi à l'occasion remercier Monsieur Etboul Hassan qui nous a mis en contact avec l'U.S. Grains Council. Je remercie particulièrement tous les présidents qui sont passés par l'U.S. Grains Council parce qu'ils nous ont apporté beaucoup d'aide, et particulièrement aussi à M. Chris Corey, à M. Herman et dernièrement à M. Kurt qui ont fait beaucoup de choses pour le Maroc.
And he said he's going to take the opportunity, and sorry for that, I mean, but he's going to take the opportunity to thanks a lot all the Grains Council member and staff.
And you.
And basically, yeah, and me, he would like to thank me because I am in contact with them on a daily basis. And he said that, and he would mostly like to thank all the president of the council and CEO who supported them, and more specifically to thank Chris Corey, Herman Davalos, and Kurt Schulz, who have been regional director for this region, and who
are sûr, tous les gens
who were actually France, and they contributed a lot. And thanks for the all membership, mm-hmm. always supported the U.S. Greens Council Morocco programs.
Yes, well, thank him very much for taking the time to show us his facility out here and to talk with me. Really appreciate that, and look forward to passing that information along to grain growers back in the United States. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.